Thank you, Brother Billy, for giving me this opportunity to preach. I love to preach. I love doing what I do. And been doing a long time, as most of you have. And it's always a joy to be at camp meeting here. This is my sixth year. And everyone just has a special theme. I jotted down some words this morning. Didn't know I was going to preach, but I jotted down some words. Every camp meeting has a particular personality. And this one has taken on a particular personality. I jotted down some words, and I try to follow the men of God. I love God's men. Brother Doug, that was a great message, brother. Every message has been a great message from the Word. I jotted down these words. The word deception, Brother Larry Montgomery preached on yesterday. The word grace, Brother Tom Gillum in the book of Ruth, the theme of the book of Ruth. The word thankfulness, Brother Bud preached yesterday morning. Last night, the word love by Brother Craig Edwards. And then Brother Doug, the word empty. The word empty he emphasized on the road to Emmaus. And so it seemed like these words have taken on a special meaning this week. All of us need to understand these scriptural words that God would use to speak to our hearts. And I want to use a word today also to add to the list. Let's stand, please, in honor and respect to the Word of God. I'm going to read one verse. One verse. Romans chapter 5 and verse 11. Romans chapter 5 and verse 11. Paul writing to the Roman church, and not only so, but we, God's people, saved people, also joy in God. Notice that. Pull that out. Joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now, right now, I'm saved. I don't have to wait to be saved. I'm not on probation. If I was, I'd been lost before breakfast. Amen? I'm saved now. His atonement is good now. His blood is efficient now. Amen? And for all eternity, for those that know Christ, I have eternal life now. Everlasting life, life that never shall end, by whom we have now received the atonement. Let's pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much for your precious word that we have heard this camp meeting. Thank you for Brother Billy Caswell and the people of the Benson Grove Baptist Church. Thank you for their friendship, their hospitality, their love, their faithfulness to you. And Father, we thank you for every man of God in this building and in this camp meeting this week. Thank you for every preacher that has stood up here and preached the whole counsel of God. Thank you for every message, every lesson that we have learned. And Father, we pray now that you'd help this unworthy preacher. God, you know if I got what I deserved, I'd be in hell right now. Lord, I'd be screaming for a drop of water. But thank God for grace. Amen. God, thank you for the grace of God, the love of God. Thank you, Lord, that you're not only my Savior, you're my friend. And Father, I just pray you'd help me today, Lord. I stand where no man should stand alone. And God bless the preachers that are to follow today and tonight. In Jesus' name, may Christ be honored. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much. You may be seated. Not only so, Paul said, but we also joy in God. It'll be a happy day in our lives when we realize that only in God is real lasting joy. I love the ministry. With all the downtimes, all the heartaches, disappointments many times, I love the ministry. I love God's church. I love God's people. I love God's men. But my joy is not in the church I love and pastor. My joy is not in you. My joy is not in the ministry or the work of the ministry. Though God has called me to do that, I love it and will continue to love it till I pass on. But my joy is in God. What would happen if I would get physically disabled and I could, and the ministry would end today? Is my joy going to end? No, because God is everlasting. You know, there's a big difference in happiness and joy. Circumstances dictate your happiness. If everything's going good, you're happy. If everything's not going so good, you're not happy. But thank God the joy of the Lord is good when things are not going good. Amen? The joy of the Lord is my strength, the scripture says. Peter put it this way, joy unspeakable and full of glory. I can't, Brother Tom, I can't wrap my little peanut brain around what Peter said. And Peter ought to know he lost his joy, that is. That was a time in my life, many, many years ago, I lost my joy. But my friend, God never departed. Amen? And today I can stand before you as a blood-washed, saved, born again, sealed, getting ready to be delivered from this body of flesh with joy in my heart. Not because I deserve it. But my friend, our focus and our joy life, and that's what's missing in our churches, is joy. There are enemies to our joy. Satan is an enemy to our joy. Satan will do everything he can do in his diabolical power to steal your joy. If you're saved, if you're born again, thank God, you're eternally safe in the arms of Jesus. He can't do one thing about that, but he can steal your joy and make you ineffective for Christ. Let's not let him do that. My friend, listen, we are commanded by God, and it is God's perfect will that our joy be full. It cannot be full if it's not anchored in the Almighty. The key verse to 1 John 1:4. The scripture says, and these things I write unto you, that your joy might be full. Not half full, but full. I believe we can have joy. As Brother Doug mentioned a moment ago, we are so low spiritually. We are so low under the circumstances. But I believe if our joy is in God, we can even have joy amidst the storms of life. No matter what that storm is. But my friend, Satan is an enemy of our joy. Many of God's men don't have joy. Amen? I'm not talking about you got to go around grinning all the time. I'm not talking about you got to laugh all the time. But my friend, the joy of the Lord is inward. And if it's inward, it'll come out. But it's inward. No matter what the devil throws at you, you can have the joy of the Lord. My friend, when we witness to people, if they don't see we believe what we're saying, if they don't get the idea that we have joy in our heart and we're glad we're saved, we're glad we're going to heaven, they're not going to listen to us. In my early Christian life, I wasn't even a preacher then. I had preaching was farther from my mind. And I went out with this dear son of God, and he loved God. I'm not being critical. He loved God. He was a very fine Christian man, faithful to the church, faithful to the Lord. But he's one of these down people. You know, everything's bad, nothing's good. We all got a touch of that. Amen? So you might as well pull in your wings and take your halo off. Amen? Listen, we all got a touch of that. And we went in to witness to this unsaved person that had visited the church. And he was an older man. I was just in my early 20s at the time. And he began to tell this man all of his problems. Well, my friend, that man wasn't about to get saved. He had enough problems. He was going to hell. He was lost. He was going to hell without God. And the soul winner, supposedly, was telling him all of his problems and aches and pains and everything. And as I said, we all got a touch of that sometimes. That man couldn't see one bit. Now, I kept my mouth shut because I'm just a young Christian. He'd been saved 30 years. And so I let him do all the talking. And I was just there, you know, as prayer support, I guess. But my friend, when we left, the man was just as lost as when we came in the door. Why? This man saw no joy. When we preach, when we witness, we ought to exhibit that we have the joy of the Lord, and our joy is in God. Amen. I heard a pastor years ago talk to a missionary from Mexico. And the pastor asked him an honest question, said, "I'm sure your work brings you a lot of joy." And the missionary, not trying to be belligerent or anything like that, he's trying to be gracious and kind. And he told the pastor, he said, "No." He said, "My joy is in God. One day I won't be in Mexico, but I'll still have the joy of the Lord in my heart." Amen? So my friend, and I'm sure Brother Billy can testify, as much as he loves this church and God has used him in a great and mighty way here for 17 years, I believe. But my friend, I'm sure Brother Billy and many of you pastors would say your joy is not in your church or your work, even though God's placed you there and God's blessed you there and used you there and you're fruitful there, but our joy is in God. That's what Paul said in Romans 5:11. Our joy is in God. Let me give you three things. Number one, joy in God is needed. If it's ever been needed, it's today. Christians have never been bombarded as much as we are today. Preachers have never faced what they're facing today. I've been pastoring since 1972. Four churches in 42 years. Been preaching in about 47. But listen to me. I have seen an evolution. I've seen an evolution. Hadn't you, Brother Billy? Me and Brother Billy about the same time. I've seen an evolution from the first time as a 26-year-old boy walked into my first pastorate at Trinity Baptist Church in Wilson, North Carolina, where Bob Winstead, who passed away several months ago, pastored. I've seen an evolution I've never seen in my lifetime, in my pastorate of 42 years. I've never seen people, Christian people, they say they're born again, love God, have as complex problems as they have today. I have never, and I'm sure you pastors can say the same thing. I mean, people sitting in our pews, my friend, their joy is gone. A lot of them, not every one of them, but a lot of them, their joy is gone. They're not trusting God. The circumstances are crowding them. They are hurting. Their children are hurting. Their grandchildren are hurting. My friend, their lives are in a mess. And joy in the Lord is the furthest thing from their heart. Amen. I say the joy in God is needed. Amen. More today than ever before. Paul writes much about joy. The Apostle John writes much about joy. And I'm not saying this is the easiest thing in the world. It's not for me. Because of the enemies, circumstances, sickness, disappointments, Satan are enemies of our joy. But my friend, how are we going to impact this lost world? How are we, and I'm talking to myself as well as I am to you, maybe more to me than I am to you, but how are we going to impact this world for Christ if we do not have the joy of the Lord? How are we going to do it? It's impossible. But our joy is not in each other, even though we enjoy one another's fellowship. Our joy is in God, Paul said. Because people change. Preachers change. Church members change. Husbands change. Wives change. But God is unchangeable. He's immutable. He cannot change. In Malachi 3:6, he says, I am the Lord, I change not. Now, if we're going to anchor our joy in someone, we need to anchor it in God Almighty. Amen. Joy is needed. Not only in church members' lives, but in our lives as preachers. We need the joy of the Lord. That's the greatest need, one of the greatest, a lot of needs, but one of the greatest needs in our churches from the pulpit to the back pew is to have the joy of the Lord. Joy in God. Joy in God. Isn't it amazing how the world can find what they call joy in the things of the world, and you and I can't find joy in the things of God? That's a shame! That the world seems like they don't have a care in the world. They live worldly lives, and yet they seem to be happy. They seem to have everything under control. And God's people, saved by the grace of God, going to heaven one day sooner than most of us think. And yet, a lot of us don't have any joy. Maybe we don't have the right priorities. Our joy is in Him. When I preach my last sermon, He will still be there. When I've come to my final message in a pulpit, whether at the church I pastor or somewhere else, God will still be there. So why not place our joy in Him? In Him. I say to you, joy is needed. The second thing, joy is possible. In John 15:11, Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy, not mine, His joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Notice He says, my joy. Then He says, Brother Billy, your joy. So where's our joy coming from? Come from Him. Anchored in Him. It's impossible to have real joy outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, my friend, listen. It's possible. You say, preacher, you don't know what I'm going through. No, I don't. You don't know what I'm going through either. And we don't know what each other's going through most of the time. But I know this, my friend, your circumstances may change. Your problems may get bigger. Your problems may get multiple. But listen to me, the God of our salvation is still the same and always will be the same. Why? Because He's God, and besides Him, there is none other. You can have joy if you're saved. I'd rather have joy than happiness. You know what someone quoted? I got this in one of the books I was looking at, and he said here. He said that joy, someone has defined joy as the smile of happiness and the flower of glory. I got more than happiness. Amen. 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 Joy comes from God. Happiness comes from circumstances. Amen. So my friend Paul said, joy in God, it's possible. You can have joy. There's no excuse for us no matter what's going on. And some things are terrible, they're bad, and I feel them and you feel them. And we fail so much in this area of our Christian life, but thank God, joy is available to every believer. Amen. And if we don't have it, guess whose fault it is? It's ours. It's ours. It's ours. Joy is possible. Jesus would have never made these statements about joy in God's people if it was not possible. With God, all things are possible. Amen? I don't want to be a happy camper. I want to be a joyous camper. Amen. Because joy comes from God. Real joy comes from God. Paul said, joy in God. And then the final thing I want to share with you. Joy in God is effectual. What am I talking about? The word effectual means energy. It means active. It means operative. Where's the energy at in our churches? Where's the energy at in our ministries? Well, I've got to preach again. Some people think coming to church is like taking a dose of medicine. Sunday again, I better go to the old preacher talk about me. Amen. If it weren't for Brother Tom, I would. Amen. But I want to respect the man of God because he's got some good stuff out of Ruth. Amen. But listen to me. People, that God gives us spiritual energy, but He's not going to force His will on us. Amen. Just like Brother Doug said, you got to invite Him. He's not going to knock you down and cause you to get saved. You get lost. He's not going to do that. He'll convict you by His blessed Holy Ghost. Amen. He'll draw you by the Spirit of God. Jesus will do the saving. And the Holy Ghost will place you in the body of Christ. Amen. As Brother Farrell preached last night. It's effectual. Joy is our strength and our stronghold. You can have joy in a hospital. You can have joy visiting a funeral home. You can have joy just before surgery. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Joy in God is power in the life of the Christian. A life adjusted to the will of God. God wants us to have joy. He's not going to automatically pour it on you. Amen? Paul said, joy in God. Let's pray. Father, bless your word today. Thank you, Lord, for the joy that is possible to every believer. Lord, we know there are burdens here. All of us have our respective problems and issues, Lord. Things that would drain our joy. Things that would sap us of our joy. But help us to focus our attention on Him. Not on circumstances, not on what people say about us or don't say about us. Whether we hear good reports or bad reports. Help us, Lord. Help this unworthy preacher here to have the joy of the Lord. To joy in God. Lord, I want to close strong. I'm nearer to the cemetery than I am to birth canal. I want to finish strong. But I want to finish joyful. I want to finish with the joy of the Lord in my heart. I pray you'd help us, Lord, and help us to focus on you as the source of our joy. And we'll ask it in Jesus' name, and for his sake we pray. Amen.